Do you think God calls us to things where we might experience fear? Well, remarkably, God created the ability for us to experience a full spectrum of emotions, including fear. But just because we have the ability to fear does not mean that God desires for us to live in it. While God doesn't want us to be afraid, the reality of living in a broken world is that we're going to experience fear. There are many references in the Bible where God tells us not to be afraid, but he never says that we won't encounter fear. But when we do, God's word says that we have him as our heavenly Father to find comfort. So do you think that God calls us to specific assignments that might surface fear in our hearts? Yes, I believe so. But in the midst of our fear, we can have that and look at that as an invitation to draw us closer to Jesus, an invitation to rely on him, an invitation to ask him to move mountains that we know we can't move on our own, an invitation to find confidence in him, the confidence that comes from trusting a God who we know is bigger than anything in the world, and that he has called us to a purpose. Confidence in Christ is not the absence of fear. Confidence in Christ results from trusting God because who he is and what he is calling us to do. Confidence in Christ produces when we seek his strength in the middle of our weakness. And it's the fruit of finding the courage in his word when we are faced with the unknown. Consider these stories of people in the Bible who faced fear when God called them to do something. They stepped out in faith. God called Moses to lead the people out of slavery. After the death of Moses, God called on Joshua to lead the Israelites across the Jordan River and take possession of the Promised Land. In the book of Judges, God called Gideon to slim down the Israelite army of 32,000 men to 300 men. Jesus called Peter to step out of the boat and walk on water. And God the Father called Jesus to sacrifice his life by dying on the cross to save us. All these people in the Bible faced fear when God called them to do something. But Jesus was the ultimate example. Even though they experienced fear, they chose to find confidence in the one who called them. Like when we encounter fear, we can choose to focus on that fear or focus on the one who has called us. When God calls us to action and fear arises, let it be an invitation for us to rely on him. Let it be an invitation to trust God's power over all things. Let it be an invitation to live in the shadow of his wings rather than living in the shadow of fear. Let fear be an invitation to trust God as our Heavenly Father, because he promises to never leave us nor forsake us. Let's pray. Gracious and merciful Lord, our church is working to hear the words of your Spirit, and our desire is to learn what and who you are calling us to be in this world that's here on earth. We call out to you that we might have the courage to give to you whatever burdens and fear that we have entered here with today. Help our minds and our hearts to be open to you and to your word and to your Holy Spirit. And I thank you for the power of prayer that binds us together as one. I pray that you have a great week, and remember to encourage and support one another in all of our faith journeys. As we pray together the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our